Now, environmental reporter for the Sydney Morning Herald, Peter Hannam, wrote an article in late December with a rather strongly worded headline, "Outrageous. Coal mine gets expansion nod despite secret incomplete studies." The Baird government has recently approved an aggressive expansion of longwall mining for coal within the special areas of Greater Sydney's water catchment. To discuss the contentious issue, we're joined now by our producer, Fabian. Fabian, good morning, mate.
Hello, Adrian. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Now, what exactly is longwall mining?
Well, that's a good question. It was developed back in the late 1700s in England, so we're dealing with mining technology.
So it's 400 years, basically, we're talking. Wow.
The end of the 17th century in England. It is a form of underground coal mining where a long wall of coal is mined in a single slice. A technique, like I said, developed in England way back then.
Crazy to think that we're still using techniques like that in this day and age. Anyway, what's the protected special areas? What are they?
The protected special areas are basically speaking the unspoilt and bushland around water storages and infrastructure that sustains a water, more or less, consumption. Not the consumption, but the water catchments.
Catchment area. Yeah.
Catchment areas for Sydney, Illawarra, the Blue Mountains, other highlands and Shoalhaven regions. So they're special areas protecting the catchments of the water that we consume in our cities.
Okay, and the Baird government's just approved or has approved expansion of those areas. Why is it controversial?
It's approved it in the Illawarra area.
Okay.
I haven't got all the details about that because I was just getting into it. It's quite an interesting subject matter. Well, it's been approved controversially because, basically speaking, the approval process has not been followed through, and there's a number of critics actually criticising the government in regards to the planning process has not been followed, and the required methods have not been followed. Like the for example, the aspect of our water catchment is quite a sensitive issue due to the fact that once more or less you're doing this particular method or technique of mining, you're actually undermining and compromising water catchment areas, meaning that as you're mining underneath, say, rivers and so forth, you're actually disrupting the coal seam. The riverbeds can crack, water can go through and disperse itself within the mining operations. Also, swamps are drained, having an impact on the local habitat and so forth. And it's been more or less approved without taking due consideration of also an expert panel by the planning department in New South Wales. They want further research done into this particular method before they actually move ahead with this particular aggressive form of mining. And the review is up for the report will be finished early next year. It also will be peer reviewed, so it's a bit odd to actually approve a mine without taking into consideration your own bureaucracy's processes and procedures.
Yeah, definitely. Now, it sounds like a hugely interesting topic, not only interesting, but also involved as well. Where can people sort of find out some more information about it? Where have you been reading about it?
Well, I've got in touch with an individual called Carolyn Graham, and she's from Rivers SOS, and there's a number of community organisations like Lock the Gate also have a particular group looking at Sydney's maintaining the integrity of Sydney's water catchments.
Yep.
So Lock the Gate, go to Facebook or just or Google it. But like I said, River SOS are a community not-for-profit organisation, and they're organising, disputing some of the processes that have been instituted by governments without having the right procedure and taking the right consideration. After all, we are talking about water security.
Yeah.
And it's quite a big fight because, a lot of these community organizations haven't got the resources or the time. It's all done by volunteers. But River SOS is a good place to start. Just Google it. They're also on Facebook. There's a number of other organizations on the Column Foundation. Also, there's a number of experts involved there and community participants, trying to address the issue, considering that Sydney's grown exponentially.
Yeah, absolutely. And we need that water.
And, well, and to compromise our water catchments in these specific reserve areas, you know, to actually supply, because apparently 80% of our water is supplied by Warragamba Dam.
Yep.
But most of us are not aware that there is all these other little dams and catchment areas, more or less, as backup and also feeding into the overall scheme of things.
Yeah. All very, very interesting stuff, Fabian. Thank you so much, mate.
Thanks for your time.